Hello everyone, I'm back again. So this time I'm going to do the still cleaning lights or light fittings, light shades, whatever you want to call them. And I've got my sink with my hot soapy water and a nice clean cloth. Right, so what I'm going to do now is demonstrate to you the glass, one of the glass shades I've got. And this one, it's not it. Well, there is one in my hallway, but there's also one in my toilet, downstairs toilet, which is really, really unusual. It's a round bowl-like shade, so you can't actually feel the bulb in it. Okay, so just once again, nice and in a nice motion, like start at top, where it connects to your ceiling, rub that bit round first, really, really gently, because you don't want to pull on these too hard, because you can end up pulling your ceilings down, especially if they're a bit loose as well. So start at top, work your way down to the bottom, go back up to, oh shit, there we go. That's me pulling on it a little bit too hard, or just putting a little bit too much pressure on it. Fix this, hopefully ain't done any damage, so just have to be really, really gentle. It's a really, really silly place as well, because it's right above toilet, so if it comes off it's going down another bowl. Okay, so start at top, work your way down to bottom, start at top, work your way down to bottom, and be really, really gentle. So that's that all wiped with my wet cloth. Put that over the door. I'm stood on my chair again because I can't reach otherwise. So we make a nice soft cloth, start at top, work your way down. Really, really gently though. These, to be honest, they scare me because you have to be so delicate with them, and you can do so much damage just by cleaning your lights. A lot of them come down, like the material shades that people normally have. You can come down and wash them that way, you can put them in your sink and stuff. But this one is really, really difficult to get off. So that's why I'm cleaning it while it's on. That's done. Now a little tip, if you want to do so, because the bulb is sealed in this one, I'm just going to get some Febreze. Yep, we've got some Febreze. And you can get this in different flavours, smells. And I'm going to spray the shade with it. Right, you might think this is a bit dodgy. It's really dodgy, Claire. Actually, no, it's not. Because when you put your light on, it warms up and creates a nice smell. And you can do that with your material shades as well. I couldn't do it with my kitchen ones. Let me just see if this light works. Yeah, it does. I couldn't do it with my kitchen ones because they've just got like surrounds, plastic surrounds. So I can't do it with them, but I can do it with that one in the toilet. And I can do it with one in all way. So that's cleaning a glass one for you. And a little tip there about the Febreze. And remember, just be really, really careful when you do them, because we don't want anybody's ceiling coming down. So that's about it. When I do a material one, I'll do another bow about it. But for now, bye-bye.